everybody, and welcome to episode 36 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for August 15th, 2013. I'm your host, Mark Kuznets, and you know what this means? 36 episodes? That means I've been doing this for freaking 8 weeks. I had to do the math for a second. That's 2 months. That's crazy. If anyone's been listening since the first episode, you crazy, because this is just a bunch of nonsense. That's all this podcast is. It's like, I feel like talking about bullcrap with myself, and if anyone cares to listen, they can. I don't care if there are no downloads for the show, but there are people who download it, so you're crazy. Anywho, I watched a movie last night that recently came out on DVD. Those things still exist, and I got it from Redbox, because those things are awesome. Olympus Has Fallen, which I remember a lot of people saying around the time it came out, I think a little after the last Die Hard movie, which was, what the hell is that called? A Good Day to Die Hard, that Olympus Has Fallen was a better Die Hard movie than the actual Die Hard movie. And having not seen that Die Hard movie yet, and having said Die Hard a lot in like the last 30 seconds, I would say Olympus Has Fallen is a pretty good... It's a pretty good Die Hard formula. The movie's okay. There's always been something about Gerard Butler's face. He's got like these bloated cheeks that really freaks me out a little. But overall, the movie's good. But I have a big problem with it. And that is the fact that... And I'm sure there will be people who say, well, that's exactly how it is. It's great that the movie's that way. But it paints a picture that makes everyone in the entire fucking U.S. government just seem like the absolute dumbest people in the entire world. And I just... ugh. It is ridiculous how stupid all this crap is. I mean, the idea that anyone in the entire government would consider placing the president's life above an entire nation is just insane, because that's what they're doing. They're like, oh, well, I guess, you know, they're going to kill the president if we don't take our troops out of South Korea and retreat our navy and all this. It's like, you know that you, by doing that, you completely just, you know, condemn this entire country over one man's life. Guess what? No life is more important than the other, and especially no life is more important than an entire country's worth of lives. It's just so annoying. Everyone's doing these stupid things, and none of them seem to realize that the bad guy wanted the codes not to stop the U.S. from retaliating in a nuclear war, but to actually blow them up in their silos. Use the self-destruct codes for that. How stupid. I got that the second the codes were in the hand and they were talking about all this self-destruct crap, I'm like, oh, so that's what he's going to want to do that, right? Yeah. It's so stupid. It makes us look so stupid. And the way they're able to get into the White House and just take it all over makes us look completely incompetent. I don't know if this was meant to be like a patriotic, like, you know, one of those oorah movies, but to me it just seemed more like a, look how stupid America is. We're all a bunch of stupid idiots, and we love this movie because we're stupid too, probably. I don't know. It just, that bugged the shit out of me. But other than that, it wasn't a bad movie. I mean, you could definitely tell also that it wasn't I hope it wasn't a huge budget movie, because the visuals were not of a big budget quality, I'd say. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's going on with that White House down, to see how that stacks up against this president hostage movie. That one looks even more ridiculous, though. And it's the popular thing to have a black president now. I would have liked it if one of the movies had a woman president. I think that would be interesting. It would have been especially interesting in the White House Down movie, since it has a Secret Service agent and the president, like, teaming up or whatever. From, I'm basing this off the trailers, teaming up and taking down baddies together. So that would have been interesting, but no, we can only go so far as black presidents, and we can only go so far as having Morgan Freeman play the black president half of the time, because apparently there are no other black actors. I'm positive that he would have been in White House Down had he not already been in Olympus Had Fallen. But yeah, it's okay. Go rent it a buck. It's worth it, fine, sure. And the other thing I really want to talk about is this game called Guncraft, which I just posted a review today. You can go read it. And I do not like this game at all. I really, really don't like it. There's potential. It's another one of those Minecraft meets Call of Duty games. And so right off the bat, it's completely unoriginal. The biggest named game, or whatever, I don't know, the biggest competitor, if you want to call it that, to this would be Ace of Spades, which came out, I think, in April or around that time. And I went back to that to see how it stacks up, because I remember not disliking Ace of Spades. And when I went back, it's like, I don't know, I went to some of the forums and they were talking about how, I guess, some company had bought out either the company who makes Ace of Spades, or just maybe the game itself and the IP. But that game is just a mess right now, and I don't know why, but that game was just completely unplayable, and there didn't seem to be a lot of people playing it either, so I don't know about that. And, I mean, there have also been countless other games of this like on the Xbox Live Indie Game Marketplace, and I'm sure on PC, probably on Desura, or however you pronounce that, because that's where a good chunk of indies are published, because it's much easier to get on there, as far as I know. At least, just basing it off how many indies are on there compared to Steam. But Guncraft is the latest. I think it might have been kickstarted, but it was greenlit, and now it's available, $15, and it's just a mess. The servers will just completely disappear, every single one of them, and there's no idea anywhere on the fucking game page of like when they'll be back. They're usually not gone for that long, but it's just weird that they all disappear and no one knows why. It's some bug, I guess. There are a bunch of little bugs. The menus are hideous. They are so terrible and ugly and stupid. And it's one of the worst menu systems I've used in recent memory, if not the worst. Visually, it's not the greatest looker, but that's, you know, with Minecraft. Some of the maps are, there are some well-designed maps, and there's some that are really cool to look at, and there are, of course, because one of the things about this game compared to Ace of Spades, I'm not sure if Ace of Spades had a level creator, but Guncraft has a level creator, and it also has a gun creator, which is, they're both really nice things to have in the game, especially a game like this that's about this whole, you know, building and taking away from the environment while also having this combat element. But there are no tutorials or guides or anything at all. So you're just thrown into I don't know what the hell that was. You're thrown into the editor without a single clue in the world, and you're just there to make shit. And you don't even know, like, especially with gunsmith, that's what it's called. You go in there, they don't tell you anything. And they don't even, like, you have to get to a menu to realize, oh, you have to specifically point out that this is a handle, this is a muzzle, and then you will be able to add attributes. And it's nice, but it would be nicer if they gave some kind of explanation as to how to do this or that. All they do is, before you go into the gunsmith, they warn you that if you don't follow a certain list of rules, then you will be banned. And these are rules for when you submit your gun, because you can submit it, and then I guess it'll get accepted into either like a custom loadout system or just the general loadout. You can create custom classes and all that. It's very much like Call of Duty meets Minecraft. It just doesn't really work that fun. It's not that fun. The shooting isn't satisfying. Spawn locations are god-awful in most cases. On one level, I mentioned in a review, you all start inside this little, like, I guess it's like a carrier plane. And the world's pretty big, and it might be a great world to battle in, but you all start inside the plane. And so either people just stand in there and shoot each other, and they just keep dying in there, or they jump out the plane, and then people are shooting each other as they're parachuting, which is, like, what is the point? And pretty much the person who succeeds in that game is the person who manages to get on the ground, find a hiding place, and just, you know, points at that fucking plane and just like, okay, somebody jumped out, shoot, shoot, shoot. That's how you win that. It is a mess. It is just utterly, utterly nonsense. I want it to be good. I'm probably going to go back in, you know, I don't know, maybe a month or two. If I remember, if I have not other things to play, though, I think that'll be around the time when Grand Theft Auto 5 comes out. So then I really won't ever touch this game again. But I do want to go back, if I remember, so remind me, and see if these problems are fixed. Because I think there is potential in this type of game, but it's just garbage. Another thing that really annoys me is that you have your little tool that can take or remove blocks in game, and there are doors and buildings and, you know, and whatnot. You can't open the fucking doors. You have to remove the door blocks, which is super annoying. I don't like that at all. Why have a door? Just make it a complete building, or just make them windows. Because if you have a door and I can't open it, I have to actually remove the door. It just seems so stupid to me. It seems like I hate that so much. You have no idea how much I hate that. That was maybe one of the things I hated most about the game, is that whenever I see a door to a building, I'm like, oh, I can go in here. And I'm like, oh, I can't open the door. I guess I have to remove the stupid door. Dumb shit. Dumb. Anyway, that is all. Go Bears tonight. I think they're playing the Chargers. So all you people in San Diego, if anyone in San Diego is listening to this, you suck. And I hope your Chargers all... I was going to say something really bad. I hope they all get food poisoning. That's not too bad. They could all live from that. But I hope they all lose and the Bears win. Though, honestly, I don't really care because I don't care at all about the preseason. People who freak out over the way teams play, I don't find it to be that telling of what is going to happen in the regular season. And I forgot to turn off all these notifications during this episode. It's just been... They bugged me. I hope they don't bug you as much as they bugged me. But yeah, that was TMNT. You know how I roll. Anyway, pixelatedsausage.com. Check out the other podcasts I do, Pixelated Radio. I do that with my buddy Henderson Man. And this weekend, I don't know when we're recording. I don't know. There's something weird, I think, going on this weekend. Whatever. Check out that show. Subscribe. Rate it on iTunes. You should also check out... I can't talk at all today, man. I have a lot on my mind. Oh, God. Signed In Podcast. Check that out at signedinpodcast.com. The Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast at twoheadednerd.com. The Undercover Unitards Podcast at undercoverunitards.com. And the Grand M Unleashed Podcast, which you can find on iTunes like all the other ones. And don't forget to subscribe to this show on iTunes and on just subscribe to it on iTunes. Tell your friends to subscribe to it, rate it, review it, do all that crap, have your friends do it, be nice, be kind, rewind, don't watch that movie, it's not that good. And that is all. On Twitter, I'm at Kush3, and on Instagram, I'm mkush. You should follow me, because I'm late to the party and I want followers on there. Followers. I want some people to follow my bullshit. I post random sketches, so you can do that. Or the weirdest videos in the world. So you can get some random sketches or insane videos that show I should actually be locked up. So do that. That's about it. Gone Home. I'm talking all weird. Gone Home has come out today. And I've not played it, but it looks like something right up my alley, and I think it's something that y'all should check out. I really want to play it, but I have other games to review, and I can't do that unless, you know, I get a review code. So if anyone wants to give me a code and say this is for review, go ahead. You could buy the game and give it to me and then say, review this. And I'll be like, yes, because you paid for it. I will review it. I'm currently working through BeatBuddy. Just started it, so I can't talk too much. I think the game looks beautiful. I really love the art style. I already have a problem with the art style, though, in the case that God, shut up. Here, that's my ringtone. You know where it's from? It's so good. I'm not gonna stop it. Oh, I didn't answer. No caller ID, no pickup for you. You better know what that music is from, because that is great. That is one of my favorite chiptune versions of a song ever in a video game. So, yeah. What was I talking about? BeatBuddy. One of the things I don't like about the art style is that, so far, it is at times really hard to distinguish what is actually just like a background, just visual, and what is actual physical environment that you can interact with, and that has been really annoying so far. So if that keeps up, then I'm gonna be really disappointed with the game and really annoyed throughout. But it's a game that also integrates music with the gameplay, and so far that's actually been better than I was expecting, especially when I think back to the last game that claimed to do it, which was Rush Bros. I think that was the name of it. That game just had good music in it, and you could play while listening to good music. This has music in it that is pretty good, and actually, you know, you can play with it, and the gameplay and the beat, you know, some interesting things happen so far. And this is just really early on, so I don't know if things will change, get more complicated, or if it'll not do anything else interesting. But yeah. BeatBuddy, it's not terrible so far, and I really do love the visuals despite the whole confusion that it's making me go through. I think a hair from my mustache has dislodged and gotten in my mouth, and it's in the corner of my mouth right now, and it's weird. Now it's on my tongue. I don't know where it went. It's somewhere. There, I got it out. I'm sure you're all happy I did. There was another notification. This is a rambling episode. So BeatBuddy, I'll have a review for that pretty soon. God damn it. Stop it. Be quiet, everyone. I'm trying to podcast here. You're messing it all up, man. Jeez, boy. That is all. Oh, I started watching Breaking Bad also. I watched the first season like when it first came out, and then I never continued for whatever reason. And good old Superfro of the Sign In Podcast linked me to a recap video for season one that actually was good, because I watched one months ago and I did not care for the way it was done. I felt like I was missing a lot, so I just didn't continue with it. And the ones he sent me were pretty good. And I started remembering a lot of stuff, too, so I'm only a few episodes in. But, yep, I'm going to try and catch up to that and get to be with all y'all when the final episode happens. Also, Under the Dome still sucks. A bunch of stupid crap on that. But now I get to see that actor in two shows at the same time, which is weird. Yeah, I don't know what else to talk about. Okay, Cupid. This site is the dumbest thing in the world. One, even though they have the option to find just friends, it is fucking a nightmare for trying to do that. I get all these messages. None of them pay attention to that. And the fact that I don't have dating or any kind of sexual request in my fucking profile. So, but I just keep it open just in case, so someone might find it. I did happen to get a message from somebody who actually read my stuff and is, I think, you know, normal. But I got an email, I was telling this to Rob, and I just think it's ridiculous, that I got an email saying, hey, you're hot. And then it said inside the email, that was the subject line, inside the email it said, oh, you're now one of the most attractive people on OkCupid. Congratulations. I'm like, whatever, I don't care. And then after that, it's like, it basically told me that now the other attractive people are going to see you when they search or, you know, doing quick, I don't know what all these things are on there. And I will get to see the attractive people too. So apparently there is like a secret club for attractive people, for or the super attractive, whatever they call their attractive people on OkCupid. So just know that if you're on the site or wanting to join the site and never got that email. I don't know. It's probably the least exclusive club, but I don't know. I got that email and I thought it was just ridiculous. I think it's insane that they would close off like a certain section of people because they're more attractive apparently to the other people on the site. That just seems weird. It's like high school all over again, except for I'm on the other side of it. I hate it. I hate the site. It's so stupid. I mean, there's a reason why Cupid and stupid rhyme, because OkCupid is stupid. But yeah, I don't know. At least on here, I get more attention from women than gay men. That's a plus. I don't know what else to talk about. I don't know why I've talked this long. This is the longest episode. I feel like continuing for no reason. What else happened? I don't know. I had a lot of... Well, I'll get into this later when I have more time with it, but I had a freaking ton of Amazon credit, so I used that to pick up the Nexus 7, the new one, because I use a lot of Google services, so I would like to have that all those services integrated with the tablet. I really don't use my iPad much anymore other than to play Fairway Solitaire and a few other games and to like play new games that come out and all that. But I've just found it now kind of bulky and I just don't really take it with me anywhere. So I wanted to have a tablet that is really just sort of light and easy to take with me places. And I mean, the Nexus 7 is basically like the Kindle. I think it's just longer. But it's really light. The screen is, it's a beautiful screen. It looks great. The thing that sucks is that the first one I got was is broken. It had, two vertical lines of, dead pixels. And that was so annoying. And then when I was going to return it, they told me I was going to have to like 2 months, but the wait didn't end up being that long. It only ended up being about, I don't know, 5 days or so. So that wasn't that bad, but it was so annoying to get it in the mail and then have it be already defective. So, but this new one's fine. I'm still, you know, just messing around with it. I definitely like it more for just general tablet tree using. There's a bunch of bullshit right there. Those two words together. But yeah, and as a Google user, I like that too. So I like having, I don't like this new Gmail with fucking categories. It's stupid. But yeah, the Google services on it are nice. And thankfully now a general Android issue of like package file invalid or whatever has been resolved so that I can actually install everything. But yeah, I'll talk about that more later on. Looking for some games to play on it. I don't know if there's a good place to look for that, but I want to focus on games that are actually exclusive to Android. So if y'all have any recommendations that or things you'd like me to play and talk about, let me know. So yeah, you can send an email, radio@pixelatedsausage.com. I still haven't made one specifically for the show. Or you can leave a voicemail. I haven't mentioned that in ages. That's 312-772-5874. Right? Yeah, that's right. I was scared that I gave my real number for a second. No. So, that is it. This is extremely long. I don't know why I'm still talking. So, now I'm going to say farewell and Good luck, Chuck. Don't see that movie. Good luck, Chuck. I think that's called whatever. It's. I didn't see it, but I'm sure it's bad because it's. What's his face? I shit my pants. Okay, bye-bye.